I'm Norma Martinez, and this is Texas Public Radio News. Monday night's San Antonio Independent School District Board meeting was packed with supporters and opponents of a recently enacted change to the district's non-discrimination policy. TPR's Joey Palacios reports some religious and conservative groups opposed the addition of gender identity in other classes, while others welcomed the shift of what they say is a more inclusive policy.
On August 21st, the SAISD board added the words sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression to the district's list of protected classes under its non-discrimination policy. Monday night was the first public meeting since that decision. Nearly 50 people signed up to speak. Gracie Oviedo is a 30-year employee with SAISD and a member of the LGBT community.
I read that non-discrimination policy, and a part of my life was not covered. And so now with those words, I am now covered legally for not being discriminated against.
Many opponents wore yellow shirts and held signs saying there were only two genders. Some groups say the change will allow students to use any restroom of their choosing. Jamie Rose Williams said the policy would lead to boys' and girls' restrooms.
It doesn't matter what you identify as. Physically, you're not the same. And you shouldn't traumatize other children by seeing things they're not ready to see.
Others said it could lead to sexual assault. SAISD spokeswoman Leslie Price said its policy change is not about restrooms.
We're not going to have boys going into girl showers or girls going into boy showers. That's just not going to happen, and that has nothing to do with updating your non-discrimination policies.
The group Texas Values said it had a petition of over 700 signatures ready to turn in favor of rescinding the policy change. The board did not take any action on its non-discrimination policy. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.